Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome. It's the Manager Show brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. You and I were talking about it before we did this show, Terry. You look at some of the pitchers that the Indians have lost to, and then some of the guys that they've beat up, like a Jose Fernandez last night. What a goofy game.
It's hard to explain sometimes. I mean, the game starts out, we give up three in the top of the first, and you're thinking, oh, no. And they'd hit some balls hard. And then, you know, they got Fernandez pitching. And my goodness, Coco starts it off with the double. Kip hits the home run. And you're like, okay, good. You know, we're going to be involved in this game. And then we kept going. And that was really fun to see. I thought we did so many good things. We laid off enough of his off-speed pitches and got some fastballs, which isn't easy to do. And we ran the bases aggressive and smart. We ran them into a couple mistakes. But I thought we played. That's one of the better games we played in a while.
Boy, too, when you hear a guy like Jose Fernandez say after the game, the Cubs and the Indians are the two best lineups he's faced that this season, that's high praise.
Yeah, and again, I'm okay, but I don't go too much on what a guy says to him as after a game. I do think we did a really good job last night. I mean, this kid has got unbelievable stuff. In fact, every pitcher that came in last night was throwing upper 90s, and I thought we did a really good job. Not just hitting, but running the bases, making plays. I thought we played a real complete game.
And Coco showed that there's still plenty left in that tank.
And I think he felt like he got something to prove. He was pretty locked in last night, and that was good to see because there was a reason we got him. It's to help us. And, you know, we're not going to play him every day, but we're going to try to pick our spots where it makes the most sense because we all think he can help us.
You know, it's interesting, Terry. You've done a masterful job with guys that aren't everyday players maybe at this stage of their career. That's not always easy to juggle. What's been the key there?
Well, I think it's different with everybody. I think the biggest key is being honest with them and you know, trying to get them to understand that, you know, you're – when they're not playing, it's not that you're against them. You're trying to find ways to let them be successful and also balance the other guys on the roster. And I think our guys have done a really good job of understanding that we're better when we use all 25 or 27 or 29, whatever it may be, because if they don't, then it doesn't work as well.
How about Trevor Bauer? That's another step in the maturation process, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, the way the game started, not only giving up three in the first, but the three outs in the second were all line drives. He almost got killed by the one. And then it was like he almost flipped a switch, and he got more aggressive. And he didn't face a hitter over the minimum until the last hit in the ninth inning. And he probably could have kept pitching. Miller hadn't pitched in 3 days, and I'd warmed him up, and I didn't want to keep warming him up, not pitch him. But I thought Trevor did an outstanding job.
Terry, is there something about the calendar turns to September? You have a lack of humidity in the air this weekend. It almost feels like autumn. Do guys get re-energized again?
Millsy and I were talking about that last night. I think there is something to that. Before the game, the high school band was playing the anthem. I was like, you know, Millsy, I love this time of year. It's a little cooler. It's football's kind of in the air. You can see the finish line. And I think that guys do get a little second win because it's not as hot. And, you know, what's in front of you isn't so far. And I definitely agree with that.
Well, and you've got a lot of guys that are really going through this for the first time. Tito, when some of these guys were here 3 years ago, I don't want to say it came out of left field, but you had such an unbelievable finish that before you knew it, it was like, holy cow, the Indians are in the playoffs. You've had the target on your back now for about 3 months.
And I don't think anybody's ever really thought of it that way. I think that's why we talk so much about just playing today's game, because it takes away all of the other things involved, whether it's outside expectations or whatever it could be. If you just play today's game and you do it well enough, those things will take care of themselves.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's your KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. Indians and the Marlins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.